It's time to fire it up.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here, just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM, the country with a twist. Bob, we love to be part of this country station, and we are just enjoying it. We got so much stuff going on this summer. But the first thing first is you better have your grill out on your back deck by now, because Memorial Day's come and gone, and it is prime grilling season. We got a lot to talk about today, but...
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
I think the switch to Jethro did more to give this show a shot in the arm. Now, this is the smallest network we've been with, right? But it's got the biggest punch. And what's that tell you? Look at the talent they're bringing in. They got Conrad.
Oh.
They got Jim Shorts. I see Kevin Matthews wandering around here. I see engineers and the ownership. I mean, Scott Pastore is a wonderful man.
Yep.
I can't tell you how nice it's been to be here. And,
right.
And we just want to give a public shout out to the whole Jethro FM group, because... they're making life better for us.
Right.
They absolutely and, are. It just seems like the show is moving again.
Right.
It, you know, we're 13 years in now, just
right.
about.
Yep.
And, after, it's just like a marriage. You get the 7-year itch, or you start drifting.
Yeah,
or,
you were itchy at 7. I agree. Yep.
No, no, but I'm just saying you people plateau.
Right.
And we had done that, and right. now it's like shooting up like a, like an asteroid. And I know it's a smaller footprint, but we're also joining another very large network, and we still have the Michigan Talk Network. And
right.
It just seems, I feel like we're reaching more people, and I feel like our Facebook interaction's better.
Right.
And if you haven't liked us on Facebook, go to your Facebook page and look for the Grillin' Guys and give us a like, chat in, you know, just send us a picture, post something, or send us a message and we'll post it. You can check me out on Twitter if you're still on that platform. It's Grilling Guy. There's all sorts of other platforms. But you can also give a like for Grilling Guy's Takeout on Facebook. And I'm posting a bunch of stuff there from my new ghost kitchen in Lowell. And I feel like a ghost after taking this thing on, because...
You're not seeing anybody else. You're only seeing the inside of the kitchen, right?
No, I'm seeing the smoke. The smoke in the pit. I'm outside at the pit a bunch, but it's a different world, and
right.
I know nothing. I'm like the guy on You Know Nothing,
right? Yeah. Well, this is a big endeavor. Let's talk a little bit about that, because I came down and did a night of guest chefing, and it was a ton of work, man. I showed up and just got in line and did what you told me to do.
Hey,
and
that was so helpful, though.
And helpful
because when you start into something like this, there are some times before we open that I start getting overwhelmed with, what if nobody shows? I've got all this food and all these things, and then by 7 o'clock or 6:45, I'm out.
Right.
And just running out of food.
Right. Well, that's the perfect thing for a barbecue. And let's talk a little bit about that, too, because barbecue is something that you want fresh.
Yes.
And barbecue is something that it takes a long time to cook. We're preaching to the choir here. If you're listening to the show, you understand. It just takes time. And so one of the things that you have to be willing to accept is that if you show up at the end of the day, you're probably going to be out of some things at a barbecue, because
yeah.
the focus is on cooking it fresh.
You wouldn't believe how many people show up at 6:55. We close
right.
at 7.
Right.
And I'm thankful of that, because it's 3 hours of cleaning the kitchen when you're done.
Oh, sure.
And by 7 o'clock, I've been there already for 10, 12 hours, 15 hours, or whatever.
Right.
And I'm whipped. I'm 64 years old, dude.
Right.
Yep. If I was smart, I'd have done this at 25.
Right.
But yep. I are not smart.
Right. But anyway, so let's talk a little bit about it. It's the Grilling Guys Takeout. We're going to give some shameless self-promotion here, but we're working hard to try this new endeavor. And basically what it is, it's over in Lowell on, give me the address, please.
It's at 501 Ottawa Street.
Right.
It's when you come into Lowell, before you hit the tracks, if you're coming off of 96, before you cross over the railroad tracks, after you cross over the tracks, you'll see the old fairgrounds. And then right before you get into the next set of tracks, you'll see on the left, Ottawa.
Right.
And if you go by Barry Auto Body, you just missed it.
Right.
Because behind Barry Auto Body, and wonderful body shop, been friends for 30 years, his old body shop was leased out by a wonderful lady named Janet, and she turned it into Facilities Kitchen. And you and I have had a contract with them for years.
Right.
We've been prepping our food there when we do events and to keep it legal with Michigan. And, you know, you have to have your permits and all this stuff. So basically, there's a Mexican restaurant in there on the weekends that really started this idea in my head. It's called Sabor Mexicano.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful family. I mean, I've just gotten to be great friends with them, and I can't tell you how cool they are and how much volume they're doing. If you want that Mexican from Sabor, you better get in there because there's sometimes an hour wait. So you call your order in, whatever, you come back. But
right.
Guess what? People come back.
But once again, it's cooked fresh, and that's why.
Oh, my gosh.
So the grilling guys take out in the same facility on Ottawa. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And what, from 3 to 7?
Yep.
And so it's a takeout joint. There's no seating. Call ahead, hit that Facebook page. Again, Grilling Guys Takeout on Facebook. The menus are there. The pricing is there. And be prepared to wait a little bit. But you're going to get fresh, plated barbecue to go. It's not something that was thrown in a microwave
and
brought up. When I was there cooking with you earlier this week, basically,
what'd you learn, Josh?
Well, what I learned is that I've not been a short order cook before, and you're humping, man. When you're doing
but
that.
You know, this dude steps in his khakis and a golf shirt and puts an apron on. I'm like, I love this guy because I'm feeling overwhelmed,
right?
And I'm short staffed. It's hard to find help,
right?
I already lost one person. Mutual agreement,
right? Yep.
And
a start stop.
Yeah. And that help. Welcome to business ownership in America right now.
Right.
The new world. It's pretty ugly.
Well, it's cool. Your daughter stepped up, and Olivia, and she's helping out, and that's wonderful.
She's been a godsend because she's been in the restaurant business
family
for
7 years. Family business, right? So, no, I go back to that. And we're going to talk a little bit later in the show about gifts for dad. And one of them that I don't want to forget, remind me when we get there, is a flat top grill.
Get him some help.
Right, yeah. No, a flat top grill. Because we'll touch on that in a minute. But I stepped up to the flat top, and you were making these wonderful, you call them Flat River Philly sandwiches. Describe what's in that.
Yeah, well, see, one thing you have to figure out about barbecue is you do have, especially when I was getting going, you do have nights where you have product left over.
Right.
And when you've got brisket, you don't want to throw it out.
Right.
And so our friend, a dear old family friend and now a friend of the show who's going to be on the board of directors,
right,
Chef Andy Schultz, has four chefs. And this kid has been just a godsend. He found me a commercial cryovac.
Right. Yep.
And you loved watching it work.
Well, we figured it out after a while. But
so you can take your food and you can shrink wrap it, put it in the fridge for the next day. And I mean, there's not an ounce of oxygen in that thing.
Right. And that's what keeps it from drying out, and that's what keeps it fresh. So the next day, we're like, well, Bob is. I was just there, like I said, helping out. What are we going to do with this? So we get these wonderful rolls from the Schnitz Bakery. You'll hear us interview them at the end of the show. And then what he decides to do is make these Philly sandwiches, which is a couple slices, nice slices of brisket. And then we grilled peppers and onions, and that was fresh mozzarella.
Yep.
Right? And we melted that on there, and you put some special seasonings, we'll leave it at that, on there, and grilled all that up and stacked it on this beautiful bun.
You know, it doesn't take much for seasonings either, because fresh peppers and onions grilled, sautéed with some garlic salt.
Right.
And a little bit of oil on, you know, just saute them up a little bit. And I've got that process down pat. So if you ever fill in again, I'll show you
right.
Great tricks I've learned. But and then just throw it on this gorgeous, I put garlic butter on these beautiful Schnitz buns and throw them on the flat top for just 30 seconds, 60 seconds. You melt the cheese over the vegetables. You throw your brisket on the other side and you lay this whole beautiful thing on top of that sandwich, and you got to come down. So
it's a Grilling Guys Takeout in Lowell. Look it up on the Facebook at Grilling Guys Takeout. But anyway, coming up next, might be time to bust out a little bit of mulch in your backyard. We're going to talk about cleaning up the backyard ready for the party. Stick with us. We'll be back.
We live it. We love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport. It's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it. We love it. Allen Bob Sports. Sportsman serving sportsmen.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FennValley.com.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke what?
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. We appreciate you tuning in. If you just tuned in, you missed a segment about the Grillin' Guys takeout that Bob's got going over in Lowell. He's a couple weeks in and working out the kinks. But
how old do I look now?
What? Just about 2 weeks older than you did when you started.
Okay, thanks.
Right?
That's yeah. So generous.
You wear a hat, so I'm not generous. Sure if you lost your hair yet. But anyway.
No, part of my mind is out.
Right. But anyway, so let's finish up that conversation. We'll touch on it again later. But one last thing is go over the menu, if you would, please, because people need to know what's going on there.
Well, and the funny thing is how this ties into the show is so beautiful because I did that based on everything we've learned over the years here at the show and all the events we've done and the prepping you have to do. And, you know, you're the king of prep. And that's coming up in one of the segments, too, is how to get ready for your big parties. There's graduation parties that are going to happen everywhere.
Right. Right.
Everywhere. And you're absolutely right. There are ways you can put a flat top on your deck. They sell these black stones and you can buy the Apa planchas if you can still find them. That's the piece I really wish I would have gotten. I don't have a griddle in my barbecue pit yet at home, but trust me, it's coming.
Right.
And so prepping, getting ready. But
the menu.
The thing that we, I guess, have keyed on is using the things that we're good at, and that's brisket and butts and chicken and stuff like that. I'm shying away from the chicken a little bit. I did it the first week, and I'm not happy. I'm not where I want to be. But just if you take a brisket, for one thing, well, you end up with all these leftovers. And then you take pulled pork, butts. I'm bored with butts. You know, I love them right. Fresh off the smoker, but after that, I don't want it. So I went to my daughter, Maggie, and I said, I got to figure out a way to use yesterday's pulled pork. And she just looked at me, and she said, do a pulled pork pizza. And I'm like, what? She goes, yeah, take a tortilla shell. She goes through the whole thing. And I'm like, man, I don't know. That doesn't even sound good to me. And her husband, Christian, looked at me and he goes, it's good. Trust me. You want to do this? And I'm like, okay. So I talked to Chef Andy. And he said, well, since it's a tortilla, it's technically not a pizza. Make it into a quesadilla. And I thought, now you're talking, because now I can fold it in half. And there's a funny story.
Right. Or you can fold it in thirds and call it a burrito.
Randy's first attempt at
quesadilla turned to burrito.
Apparently you've never eaten one.
Well, I don't eat them a lot. That's the truth right there.
Hey, that's a kid's food.
Right.
Kids go nuts over quesadilla, which was another smart call on Maggie's behalf because people see quesadilla and they're like, the kids go nuts.
Right.
And when you have to buy food for your family, you don't want them picking through
so,
it.
So
you want them devouring.
Run through what you did with that.
So a quesadilla is good. So you take a tortilla shell, and you can do that. You can put a skillet on your grill.
Uh-huh.
You can put a griddle on your grill. Have the same thing.
Right.
Lodge makes some beauties. We have them.
Yep.
And so you put a little oil down, throw your tortilla shell down. You take your, I keep squirter bottles of barbecue sauce, so I squirt a nice little circular design in it. Throw some cheese on it. Now, I picked up a cue from the sabor Mexicano, and what Eddie does is he uses a lot of mozzarella. And I'm surprised for a Mexican restaurant to use that kind of mozzarella, but I guess it's really common, and I'm finding out it is, and here's why. When you melt that and you put it in with your meats and stuff, it is so flavorful.
Right.
Warm mozzarella.
Plus it's glue.
It
holds
is.
Everything
exactly.
together.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
So that's why you put that down first, and then you put a smattering of your pulled pork. I grill some yellow corn. I just get cans of Del Monte corn, drain the water out, throw them on the griddle, brown them up just a little bit, and I sprinkle those on there. I throw some sautéed onions on there, some red peppers, and then a little cilantro, and I fold it over, and it is fantastic. When I put it in the basket, of course, you cut it into pie-shaped pieces, lay it on your paper thing, and put it in the basket. Then I put a little – I take some of that sweet pepper sauce, and I do a little design on the top with that. So you got barbecue sauce and the sweet pepper sauce, and then throw a little cilantro on top, close it up, boom. You got a presentation. People look at it, and they're like, they take a bite, and they go nuts.
Well, remember, this is a tenet of barbecue for me. You eat with your eyes first, your nose second, and your mouth third,
yep.
right? So if it looks appetizing and it smells appetizing, which this does, my mouth is watering when you're describing it, it's gonna be great. And they are. And the things are flying out of there.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like the barbecue appetizer, but yet, like you said, the kids will eat that for dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And I got to give you credit because I've been doing barbecue for 20 years or so, and it was always presentation for a competition box or something like that. I never really gave as much attention to the presentation, and you keep beating that in. You eat with your eyes first. So I finally am paying more attention to that, and my daughter Emily is huge on that. She's
right.
been a great help too. She's down in Tennessee, and she's a fantastic chef. When she lays out a spread, I mean,
absolutely.
Your mantra comes true because
right.
you look at it and you just go, you know, we do those pick tables.
Right.
That's the whole thing. So it doesn't matter how good your cooking is. If you slop it on a plate, you know, it's prison food.
Right. Yeah.
And exactly. Nobody likes prison food. Trust me. I know a
nobody
lot of people
does.
Who've eaten it.
Yeah. Exactly. But so I don't know about you, but I've gone through the grocery store, and there's a lot of things that have doubled in price.
Or they're gone.
Or they're gone at all together. But it is Vidalia onion season.
Yeah. Stack
and,
up.
Yes. Yeah, just buy them. Keep them in a cool dark place, in a closet, in a pantry somewhere.
Refrigerator in the basement's
right,
good.
Yep, and those things will last for a long time. But one of the rites of summer for me is grilling a big old chunk of sweet onion. The Vidalia is the best for me, but grilling a sweet onion is something that we do. And I just got a little recipe here that I want to go through. You'll figure it out, but you're cutting the onions in
big steaks, maybe.
Big steaks,
yeah.
right? But like a half inch thick.
And
so they don't
fall
apart, and so you can flip them.
Here's what I want to ask. Do you keep the skin on the outside?
I do, until I serve it.
I would,
because,
exactly.
And that's where I was going
it's
with that.
It's the wrapper.
Right, and it holds it together better. And then right when you serve it, you just take a fork and pick that outside ring off, and everything's great. And it'll catch on fire, that skin a little bit on
nice.
The outside, give you a little bit of color.
Looks good.
It's a great presentation, speaking of that again. But anyway, 4 teaspoons of beef bouillon. Okay, this is, and I've got thyme, salt, pepper, butter, and then I do beef broth or white wine. If you don't use the bouillon granules, then use what, or if you do use the bouillon granules, use white wine. And you mix all that up, and then you just drizzle that over top of that onion.
Maybe brush it on with your
right,
silicone
either way,
brush.
Yep,
yeah.
Either way. But you're going to cook it one side down, baste the top, flip it over, baste the side you just grilled, let the other side grill, and then maybe right before you put it on the plate is just wipe another little bit of that on there on the one side that the second side that grilled. So it's a wonderful flavor. It's easy recipe. You'll make it to taste. And it's good, but super easy side dish when you're grilling out and you're trying to think, what else can I do for people?
Here's one tip I would say. That nice, big, thick steak, and you can make them thick. I would put some EVO on the bottom side that's going on the grill because
yeah.
onions
yep.
like to stick.
Yep, yep. That's a great idea.
Low heat.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You don't
And close the lid.
You don't need to heat this up that
yep.
terribly hot.
Right.
But Coming up next, what we're going to do is Father's Day is about 3 weeks away, and you might want to get on your horn and get some gifts if you got to order them. Things are taking a little bit longer because of this supply shortage everywhere else. So we're going to hit some Father's Day gifts for Dad for the griller. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs.
When we're welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on Jethro FM. Thanks for tuning in. Boy, if you don't have your grill fired up in... You better be creating some grill envy in your backyard, because I tell you what, now's the time. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, and thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to check us out on thegrillinguys.com. It's an old site. It's maybe not the most modern and as pretty as it should be, but we're going to rebuild it and make it even better. But what is there is 13 years of recipes, and all those sponsors on the right, most of them have been there ever since we started. Like Alan Bob's, like Old World Olive, like Fenn Valley, like Schmoe's. I mean, these people
Sobe
are...
Meats.
Sobe Meats. These people are just... They've been there forever. Garrett's Appliance. I mean, talk about a sponsor. Brad Enzing came out to the Ghost Kitchen Wednesday night, the Grillin' Guys takeout. He was on his... Thursday night, I'm sorry. He was on his way to his cottage.
Okay.
And he's texting me, and I can't see my text. I'm just flying all day. And... Anyway, he just shows up, and he orders a whole bunch of food and takes it up. I can't wait to see how he likes it, because he's a foodie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he was going up to Rogers Dam, where his cottage is, and he wanted to take food for the family on the ride up.
Yeah.
Which is not, I mean, you know, he drove all, you know, he lives in Granville or somewhere,
right.
You know,
yep.
Jamestown.
He
came way out of his way just to say hi and give us the nod. And
yep.
Those are the kind of sponsors we have, and that's what we brought to Jethro. And I know they're loving it too. So anyway, gifts, Father's Day, I'm going to be a broken record, but if all else fails, get the cheap plastic Plano tackle box and go buy some basic barbecue accessories. Like, I get these bags of these wooden paintbrushes, the cheapest brush you can get at the hardware store. It's like they're... I don't know, they're straw or something. It's like horse hair.
Yeah. Right, yeah. It won't taste bad for long.
No, and here's the beauty of it. When you're done and it's gross, you chuck it.
Right, yeah. Yeah, they're 99 cents a piece, right?
You don't
yeah.
have to wash it, but get right. some of those. Get a ThermoPen. You can find them on the right side of our website. Click on the link there. Buy the basic ThermoPen. Yep. And if Dad doesn't have one, you just scored a home run, because out of all the stuff in that box, he's going to love it. You can go to your favorite microbreweries or wherever, Napa, STP. Get some stickers and put it on it and let them know it's his. And then
that's
if you've got
idea.
Somebody with
beer,
good...
beer stickers.
Yeah, if you've got somebody with good calligraphy skills, like your wife or one of your daughter's friends, write something nice on top and just call it, you know, Dad's Barbecue Kit or something like that. And now he can put his... all of his accessories somewhere where they're not in Mom's way in the kitchen, because I don't know about you guys, and I'm a grilling freak. My wife still doesn't want that stuff in the kitchen.
Right. So here's a simple one, too, that I can't stress enough. My brother-in-law, bless his heart, lives in Alabama. Went down there last weekend and spent the long weekend with him. Had a great time just reconnecting with family. You got to do this summer. That's what it's about. But the grilling guy's there. He lives in a condo complex down there. And they're going to have a, of course, Memorial Day barbecue. And guess what? My brother-in-law, who runs a barbecue show, is here. So he's got to cook. Right, so
welcome to vacation.
Welcome to vacation.
That sounds
but
like
there was only a small group of like 80 of them that I had to cook for. But so, and it was
wait a minute.
It was a potluck.
You had to,
right?
Oh, you were in your glory. Right. I already know how this goes.
No, so let me
center
just
stage.
Let me finish the story because we anyway. I get there and it's a potluck, so I didn't have to. But our job was a protein, so I decided to do teriyaki marinated chicken thighs. Skinless, boneless thighs, and we cut them in quarters because they were big ones and made sliders out of them, right? And I'll get to the recipe in a minute. But where I was going, back to this toolbox for Dad, is he brings me out his tongs. The first pair are plastic, and I'm like, no, I'm not cooking with these. The next pair are something that somebody got him in a gift box, you know, one of these tool sets that's in like a little
let me guess,
suitcase.
The real big stiff long
oh my
ones
God,
with
yes.
those
I got
paddles on
tunnel.
The end.
I got carpal tunnel the first 5 minutes. So I'm like, what else do you have? The next ones he comes out with, the pivot point is like rubber. So when you squeeze them together, they missed. I am like, are you freaking kidding me? So I got through this. I got through it. I got done, and I said, I need to borrow your car. I want to run an errand. I went and bought him just good
kitchen, long stainless
tongs. Yes. They were $8 a pair, and I bought him 3 pair because I said, you're going to lose
them.
Did
you get the kind that the end pulls out and they lock
yes,
closed?
Exactly.
That's,
so
that's
they
what,
go
exactly
in a drawer,
what you want.
They go in a drawer better, but they were $8 at a little kitchen store in Mobile, Alabama.
Do not buy the kits for barbecue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I was dropping stuff. I mean, okay, I've done this before a few times, but I couldn't hold on to anything till I got the right ones, and we made it.
And if you're doing volume, you're right. Squeezing that thing?
Right.
If you're flipping a bunch of stuff,
yeah,
your hand's numb after a
right.
while.
Big,
you can't even hold a beer.
The big 2-inch wide piece of metal U that you're trying to squeeze every
you
time.
You can't even hold your beer after
I know,
you're doing that.
I know, and you're exactly right. That was I did teach him that trick because I did grill with one hand. Right. But anyway, let me take a sidebar on this teriyaki because it was really good. Bought a bottle of teriyaki, right?
It had, sure.
Had, and threw,
a million of them.
Threw that in
Lowry's,
the,
I bet.
Right. Well, I don't even remember what it was, but I threw it in a big plastic bag, put that sauce on there, let them marinate overnight. Right. So the next day we pick them off there and I get provolone cheese.
Nice.
Right. And I got a sweet pickle. And so slices of sweet pickle went on top of the grilled teriyaki chicken, and then I put cheese over all of them and shut the lid, let it melt down, and then we cut them, or they were already cut, excuse me, because I had a pickle on each quarter, and then I just served them and put them on a little Hawaiian roll. Super simple, easy recipe, but people are like, you got to give me the recipe for that, you know, so that's it right there. I mean, just try it. One more thing. I did put a little dollop of Dijon honey mustard.
Nice.
On there. Too.
And if you don't have any, you can just take some mustard and add some honey.
Right, exactly.
And maybe even throw a little hot chopped jalapeno in there, and you've got a wonderful presentation.
So more. So the tongs, a very good deal. If you're a smoker, how about some leather welding gloves?
Perfect.
Everything in the smoker's hot. Bob's out using that smoker at the Grilling Guys Takeout all day long, and you got to have something warm because the last thing you want to do is grab a hot pan. And drop it.
And you can find a welding supply store.
Right.
You'll find your great deals. I got these pair that go up to past my elbow.
Right.
They were probably $50.
Right.
But man, these things have been through some. They look pretty tough, but I can pick up anything.
Right. Right. And they're leather, so don't you're not handling food with them. You're handling hot trays.
Right.
Hot smoker doors, whatever it may be.
You could
be.
Also do some of those silicone meat mitts.
Yep.
Do not get the orange ones as sold on TV.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Bed Bath & Beyond, because Bed Bath & Beyond sucks, for one thing.
Right.
But
so anyway, we talked about the thermometer. Everybody likes jalapeno poppers. A really cool little gift is a rack to put them in. And so if you, because sometimes when you lay them right on the grill, they got bacon
around
them.
It falls out.
When it falls out, and two, your bacon will catch on fire. sometimes if you're really not standing there just working it and making sure. We smoke them a lot, jalapeno poppers, but there's a little rack that they stick up, and it's got holes in it, and they stand on end, right? You don't lose the cheese inside, and they don't catch on fire because they're not directly touching the grill. So
which
that's
leads
another one.
To, which leads to, after you get the barbecue toolbox, you'll also need some sort of a metal cabinet that you can keep outside or in your garage or in your grill area or whatever to store all these accessories, because if you're a fanatic, you're going to end up with all sorts of accessories. So, you know, if you can even hit some yard sales or whatever and find some of these old steel case little professional cabinets, they work fantastic.
Yeah, I keep mine in a big plastic tub.
That's nice, too.
But it's got a lid on it, and the lid latches because keep the critters out.
Is that, I think I bought you that.
Yeah, you did.
Got a handle and wheels?
Right,
yeah. There's a great one right there, DeWalt or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And it's just a little two-wheel cart with a handle on it, and you can wheel it around. And,
yeah.
You know,
look like a flight attendant.
Yeah, knives. the knives are good in there. Tongs, bear claws. There's another one if you do pulled pork. There are these little things that look like your fingers.
Yeah.
And they pull the meat apart, and you don't have to get into it with your hands and get it burned.
Boy, they save you.
Yeah. Lots of good stuff. Anybody run a beer can up a chicken's butt? Get a beer can chicken
holder.
Yeah,
and he didn't like it
That's
at
right.
All.
He didn't at all. But he got hot, and then you ate him. So it's all good. But anyway. So coming up next, I'm sure we're going to be talking about something.
God only knows
what it is. But you know what? It'll be interesting. So stick with us. You listen to Grilling Guys. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys. Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
The Grilling Guide.
Welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys, and we are talking about all things grilling today, man. It's the summertime. You better have your grill fired up and get out there and get her done. But Barbecue Bob, talk about some of these paninis that you like to make.
Well, first of all, I just think right now would be the perfect time for a bloody.
Yeah.
I'm really whipped. We got nothing, huh?
Right.
Okay.
We got nothing with us today.
Okay.
Right. I do have some summer cocktails, though.
You're just going to show me pictures, though.
Right, that's right. Not, well, one's called a painkiller. That'll make it easy.
Doesn't help. Oh, right, those are great.
Right.
Yeah. Those are famous. At
rum, pineapple juice, and a little orange juice?
Down in the BVI, they serve painkillers, right. I think, on the White Sands Beach.
Yep. Shake it up, put a little garnish on it.
Famous.
Yeah.
And they are painkillers.
Right.
I feel better already.
Yeah, see? See how I am with you?
It's so I just think, you know, again, when you're having these parties, you want to have fun too. So getting your stuff pre-built and staged is good. And if you're going to have a cooktop, if you've got maybe a George Foreman or anything like that, you can pre-build stuff like paninis and get your sandwich, get your bread, get it all stacked up and built. Even put your oil on it or, you know, make some composition butter, something like that. Spread it on the outside and then stack them up and just get them ready to go so you're not in the kitchen the entire time your friends are having a ball.
Right.
And my daughter Emily, I'm gonna get her on here next week when she's up.
She's coming up. Yeah, good.
And,
yeah, all right.
And do this banh mi. She wanted me to do it. And it's a Vietnamese sandwich that looks phenomenal. She's just ranting on and on. She's always finding something new to tempt us with. But that is a classic example of pre-building something. I don't care if it's a ham and cheese.
Right.
And you're putting just butter on the bread and throwing it on the grill, but get them all pre-built and you're golden.
So let's take a little trip down the kebab lane on that deal, because that's something that you can make the night before throw them in a big Tupperware and then in the fridge. And when you're ready to serve, they're there. Now, classic kebab. Before I get into ingredients, I'm going to say always cut your vegetables and your meat approximately the same size, because therefore it's more important in the meat than it is the vegetables.
Segue. What meat you have is how I determine that proportion.
Right.
Because if it's chicken, I'm going to cut my vegetables bigger because I'm a freak about chicken. I want to make sure that stuff's cooked.
Right.
So I want the vegetable to sustain enough heat to cook that smaller piece of chicken.
Yep. Great point. So, but always cut your chicken, your beef, your pork, shrimp. They always come the same size in a package. But whatever protein you're putting on that skewer, really try to cut it the same size, because then it's all done at the same time. Yeah. And that's the key to
And don't stack them on your skewer too tight.
Because you need a little air between.
The onion will keep that center of that meat from getting cooked.
Right.
The pepper.
Yeah, because it kind of shields it. You know, the curled onion wraps around the piece of chicken. That one's always going to be the last one to get cooked. Right.
Last night.
Right. Yeah, you didn't, did you? Because you didn't eat them that way. But anyway, kebabs. Chicken kebabs are a 100% go-to in my barbecue repertoire for the summer. I use skinless, boneless thighs, not breast. You can use whatever you want, but if you've ever listened to this show before, you know Bob and I are huge proponents of skinless, boneless thighs. They stay moist, they're very flavorful, and when you use breast meat, it's easy for it to dry out, and the thighs just never do. They cook, they're wonderfully tasting, and so the classic red bell pepper, green bell pepper. I stay away from tomatoes because they tend to when they cook, they break apart a little bit. But I'll put a whole button mushroom on there, and I prefer marinated mushrooms over fresh, because they're a little more resilient to the skewer, right? And then onion, and some people like red onion. Sometimes it's a little too hot for my guests. I'm a huge sweet onion, Vidalia onion proponent. I got red, green pepper. I've got sweet onion. I've got marinated mushroom. And then your protein, chicken, beef. You can substitute any
venison.
Of those. Venison, yeah. I'd stay away from shrimp maybe with that, because I like a little fruit on my skewer with shrimp, maybe a chunk of pineapple on there. Bacon is tough wrapped around anything on a skewer.
Let's hit the shrimp again.
Okay, go ahead.
Do you like to keep the shells on them?
You know, some people do. I don't, only because it's a mess for my guests
to eat it.
Right? And I like when eyes, nose, taste.
Yep.
If I can look at it and that shell's on there, I'm immediately kind of like, oh.
Do you notice?
Now I got to fumble with this with my fingers before I can even eat it.
Oh, yeah.
So
do you notice much difference between frozen shrimp and fresh shrimp?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We were down, when I was down in Mobile last weekend.
That's not fair.
Yeah. They brought, we went to the store and bought fresh shrimp, and they had a date on them, and it was that morning. So that's how fresh they were. They'd come out of the ocean. So
poor little guys.
Completely. And they were heads on. They were fresh shrimp. And I cleaned them, and then
did they fight you when you were cleaning?
No, they were dead. But, but anyway, at the end of the day, it's very different.
And I don't
want
to beat this to death, but you're using raw, fresh shrimp.
Right.
So you're chopping the head off?
Right. Well, I just kind of twist it.
Yep.
And
you're leaving the tail on.
Right.
But taking all the other shells, scales off.
Right. Yeah, there's just
a
little tail fin.
Are you deveining it?
What? Yes.
Me too.
Yes. Because there's a tool that you can buy, and you take a sharp knife and cut the shell down the middle like you would a lobster tail, and they do it with the shrimp.
See,
there's a little tool that's sharp like that, and when you take that out of there, the vein comes with it.
See, T-Gid had to cancel this morning. He called me last night.
Oh, okay.
And he's off with his bride somewhere. He's traveling the world. Anyway, now those boys, and they do crawfish.
Right. We had that too. I wasn't a big fan. Too much work for a little itty-bitty piece of meat.
Well, here's the thing. They don't do much to them.
Right.
And they don't devein them.
No, they don't.
They consider that part of the flavor.
Right.
That's Cajun for you.
Right. And they did 10 pounds of those crawfish, and they ordered those cooked rather than raw when I was down there. And there were five of us. And I'm telling you that five of us ate 10 pounds of crawfish, because there's about a tenth of an ounce of meat on a crawfish and everything else. You get a really big one, there's a little bite in the claw, but I mean a little bite. But I'm talking, I don't even know what the same size is, but about as big around as a green bean and about an inch long was the only piece of meat that I was getting out of those crawfish.
We'll have to get T-Gid to give us the proper method for eating those.
Ton of work, man.
Y'all Yankees were eating them wrong,
well,
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know, but I didn't want to eat any of the rest of it. I know that, so I ain't sucking heads. That's not what I'm doing, man. Sorry. Somebody else can do that.
Okay, you let that out.
But anyway, but shrimp. Are very good on skewers. They cook quick, which is why I like to put fruit on there, because you just want the fruit to get warmed up. You're not trying to cook it anyway. You put too many vegetables on a shrimp skewer, then by the time the vegetables are done, the shrimp are rubbery.
And I think if you have a little glaze ready for the end,
yep,
for the grand finale,
yep. Yeah.
You're better off too, because...
And that could be anything.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You can make a little rum sauce. You can...
There's that teriyaki would be good
mango
on that
rum,
too.
Yep. Yeah, there's all kinds of ways you can.
Right, you go on to the grocery store. I don't know if they're there anymore with everything that's gone, but Lowry's, and yes, I'm not pitching them, but they have a dozen different marinades that you can also use for a glaze. All kinds of flavors, pre-made up. They're good.
You're absolutely right.
You know,
and why reinvent the wheel?
Yeah, exactly. We always
used
to try that
busy
when we started.
Enough. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, Lowry's is like McCormick's.
Yep.
They created categories, and they're the masters. So just make it easy, and
right,
you'll save money.
Right. There's store brands of that, but they're almost as good, but they're not as good as the Lowry's. And like I said, we're not pitching them for any reason. Barbecue Bob, I just saw you got a little burn on your arm. You might have reached in a smoker there or something.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, we got smoked.
Actually,
we got smoked Bob arm on special at the Grilling Guys Takeout.
Actually, we've got this double stack convection oven, and when you open one door, they both open up.
Oh.
And I'm pulling stuff in and out all the time. And the first few times, I didn't realize that right door was going to be closing when I'm pulling on the left, and my arm was there, and it's like, oh, 450 feels great.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's getting better though.
Right. Yeah.
And that's my tennis elbow arm too. So my right wing is
well,
bad.
Yeah. So don't order the smoke Bob arm, cause it'll be a little tough if that's his tennis elbow.
yeah.
Crap. Anyway. So, hey, we appreciate you listening each and every week to this banter of BS that we do. Stop by the Grilling Guys Takeout in Lowell. Bob, address again?
If you appreciate us, we appreciate you.
Right, right.
501 Ottawa, Lowell.
But Grilling Guys Takeout on Facebook is where you can see the menu.
Yep.
You can place an order. The phone number's there. Give us a call, and we'll feed you. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be good stuff. Might not be as good as yours, but I think it'll be close. So when you don't feel like cooking, come on over and let us do the cooking for you. But take care. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk with you next week.